This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Andrew Bird sings and plays the violin and tries to recreate with his music another time and place.
Some say April is the cruelest. And though I can be quite morose, the stiff who penned it's on a fool list of those who are chronically verbose.
That's from a new CD called Thrills, a modern composition with an old sound, swing. Although Andrew Bird is only 20-something, the sounds he loves were first played 50 years before he was born.
Basically what it is each phrase is describing the symptoms of performing this music, as if it were a disease.
When your head starts craning back and your breath comes short and fast, the music of the spheres start to bounce and sing. That's when you know you're swinging. When your eyes roll back into your head and the sap from the trees on your fingers have bled, swooning to the charms of Mephisto's waltz, that's when you know you've got some schmaltz.
Bird is a classically trained violinist, a Suzuki Method child, starting on a box violin, a crackerjack box in this case, and graduating to a series of child-size instruments, learning to imitate rather than read music. But Andrew Bird found he didn't like the life of a symphony orchestra violinist. He heard other music, some inside his head, and wanted to play it. Playing by ear, he easily tried on a number of musical styles, played folk, even polka. But what he really wanted to do was swing.
I settled on swing, and to broaden it some, just about anything that the dawn of the recording era seemed to capture, I'm fascinated with. I listened to a lot of old archive recordings, and I like hearing them and thinking, you know, you see those old photographs of people when cameras were first invented, and they don't quite understand it yet. So you feel like they've captured this innate musicality. So I'm into rural blues and all sorts of traditional musics that were captured. But swing is kind of at the center of it all. Not the big band stuff, but the small group stuff that was happening in the mid-1930s.
Would you put Glass Figurine in that?
Sure.
In that category?
Yeah.
Sitting on your mantle like a little glass figurine. Why must you be so mean? Don't you know I've got better things to do? I'm like a mail order product from a housekeeping magazine. How utterly embarrassing. Well, lady, I'm not going to dance that dance. Let the giraffe do it. Let the sack clown cry. Your porcelain kisses are not going to turn me shy. No, I'm not your little boy, your rosy-cheeked joy, though the thought of you makes me sanguine. I'll do anything you want, but I won't be your glass figurine. No.
Do you relate what you do, the sort of performance quality of, or the theatrical quality of some of these songs. Do you relate it back to the thing you were talking about before, the old recordings from the small groups of the 30s? Do you sort of see yourself replicating, in some sense, that kind of performance?
Well,
pre-TV, when entertainment was just a different kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess what's so wonderful about this music is, and so rare now, is that those musicians would play each note like it was, you know, the last note they would ever get to play.
Is there a recording on here where you feel that you actually managed to come close to that sort of that level of playing every note like it's the last note?
Yeah. I feel like we did it on a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I think had the most just the most pleasing sound to me was actually a cover of an old Calypso tune, Depression Paseo.
I saw the snake that feeds upon your heart. I saw my love, how utterly wretched you are. I bear no grudge, I bear no grudge. I'm over you, so come on, 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 back to me, okay? All right.
Where do you see yourself landing here? I know you play in clubs, but you're not sort of your usual club band, and
I'm trying to figure out where we belong, because the theater is a little bit. And people complain a bit about not being able to dance, and I certainly like it when people can dance. It's so difficult. I kind of picture a place out of an old Berlin cabaret book, one of those old cabaret houses with terrace seating, a dance floor, and, you know, where you can do it all.
Andrew Bird, violinist, singer, and composer. His new CD is called Thrills.
This is NPR's All Things Considered.